Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. Download your favorite scary story on my Apple Podcast and Spotify, Tales from the Dark Forest. And subscribe if you're new, and smash that thumbs up. Now, let's get spooky. I used to be a normal person. I just want to get that out clear, first of all. Yeah. I had a few strange hobbies. But when this all started out, I was just like your average Joe. One of my strange hobbies was browsing the deep web. It was mostly out of curiosity. Let me assure you, I wasn't involved with anything shady, and also made sure to take adequate precautions. One day, I was looking at random web pages when I stumbled upon a curious one. "Hello there. Are you perhaps interested in buying other people's souls? I've been collecting people's souls for a very long time, and I have a bit extra." It was one of the most basic web pages you could imagine, with only an address as to where to send the Bitcoin to buy one. I laughed when I saw this. I had seen my share of scams on the deep web, but this one was new. I went to close the window before something popped up on my screen. "Hi there. I see you're browsing my site." My heart nearly froze as I saw it in the chat box, but I was sure the security measures I had taken were sufficient to prevent someone from tracking me down or hacking into my computer. How did this pop-up appear out of nowhere then? "Relax. I just noticed that you were going to leave without buying anything. It seems you haven't been convinced what I'm selling is real. Why not try a free sample?" A simple yes and no dialogue box appeared. Now, I should have clicked on no, but in my curiosity, I clicked on yes. A bad decision in hindsight, but I wanted to know where this was going, and I was a bit too confident in my ability to shield myself from danger lurking on the internet. It's rather hard to explain what possessing a soul is like. You probably think that a soul is immutable, or indestructible in other words. And you'd be right. In that moment, I could tell in my head that I held a single soul. But there was also a way for me to manifest into the real world. It appears as a tiny ball of light, no bigger than the smallest bone in your pinky. I reached out to touch it, and a flood of memories entered my head. The soul was of a woman by the name of Alexandra Cortez. She had not had a very happy childhood, and had escaped her home when she had turned 16. A few bad decisions involving drugs, and she had literally nothing left on her, and was slowly dying. It was here that her memories became less clear. There was a strange shadow that I could see, but nothing clearer than that. Mind you, everything else that I could see had been as clear as if I was the one seeing it. But this figure was covered in what I would only describe as dark smog. She had sold her soul to this thing in exchange for money. The rest of her life was rather good, not fantastic by any means, but it was still decent in paradise compared to what she had suffered earlier. It all ended one day when she was walking along a dark street corner, and a man ambushed her. She died that night, though not before hours of torture in his hands. There was far more, of course. I had her entire life in my hands, but only put down the important bits given her whole biography could fill up several books. That wasn't all, though. I could hear her thoughts as I held her soul in my hands. She was pleading, begging me to let her go. Now, you're probably wondering what the afterlife is like. I have to confess that I have never found out, just that there was something beyond where souls could go to. After listening to her pleadings, I agreed to let her go. Much as I said earlier, I cannot really explain how I let her go, just that I did. She vanished before me, and the light also went away with her, leaving my mind completely clear. I thought of what had happened was just some sort of odd hallucination, or rather, I hoped that's what it was. I didn't want to believe there was some monster collecting souls around on the internet. That was until 4 days later when I got an anonymous email linked back to that site. Hello there. I hope you enjoyed your free sample. Perhaps you would like to purchase another. We're having a sale now. The mail confirmed for me that it wasn't some weird fever dream, and after a moment's hesitation, I decided to make an actual purchase. I should have realized that something was wrong the moment I saw the prices. They were dirt cheap, which made very little sense given what I had learned later on. I got the souls of 3 more women, and they were quite similar in many ways. Much like Alexandra, I couldn't see the entity they sold their souls to properly. The amounts of money they got for their souls were quite staggering. I barely paid a 0.001% of that price. Again, that should have told me that something was off about this whole thing, but I was rather oblivious to the fact then. What I was more focused on was that they had all died in similar ways, by being ambushed by a man. They never saw his face though, but they all had died in agonizing ways. Letting their souls go free brought a certain peace to my mind. Kinda like animal right activists who buy animal intended for slaughter and then release them, I guess. Except I was releasing these souls not from death, but from damnation. I highly doubted that whatever entity bought them in the first place was kind to them. I bought another one a few days afterwards, and it was here that things took a dark turn. It was a soul of a man named Christopher. I didn't want to share his full name here, but that hadn't even been what I was concentrating on at the time. No, when I went through the memories of his life, I was sickened by what I'd saw. This man was a serial killer. Those 4 women I told you about earlier, he was the one who had killed them. He had done it to over 17 more. The mere thought of it made me want to throw up. Again, I couldn't see the figure to whom he sold his soul to. He hadn't done it for money. No, he had been caught by the police and had exchanged his soul to getting out of jail. Some sort of legal loophole was there because the police didn't document a piece of evidence correctly, and he was let go. And he killed again. And again. 10 more victims before being caught and given the death penalty. Much like those before him, he begged to be released. But no sort of compassion emerged in my mind. I was sickened by what he had done, and appalled that he had suffered so little compared to his victims. In my range, I took hold of his soul and wondered what I could do with it. I could now hear him pleading again in my mind, but I ignored that and lit the stove. I then dropped the small ball of light onto the flame. Oh, he definitely felt that. He couldn't die, but he could feel the flame consume him. I could hear his screams and thought at first I was disgusted with myself. I learned to live with it. This man had no regrets or remorse for what he had done, aside from the fact that he was dead. It became a daily routine for me. I would try to find new ways to torment him. I would stick him in my freezer. I would stab his soul with a knife. I even thought about buying acid from somewhere to dip him in it, but that would erase too many questions, so I gave up on that. I never really considered myself to be a vindictive person, but I think it was because I had been so close to some of his victims, and had felt all they felt when they died that I did what I did. Once you've held someone's soul in your hand, you can't help but be a little attached. Eventually, I got tired of this after a few weeks and let him go. But in case you're worried, I assured you he suffered 10 times worse than what he had dealt out. I then bought another soul a couple of weeks later. This one belonged to a woman who had killed 3 of her own children. My heart was hardened from before, and went about my way making sure she got what she deserved. It continued like that. Nearly every soul that I bought was some sort of horrible criminal. I didn't get any innocence to release like I did earlier. And I was okay with that. I was no longer buying souls with the purpose of saving them from the clutches of a demon. I wanted the souls of sinners so that I could punish them. After a few times, it gave me a weird giddily feeling in my stomach whenever I would sit down and think about what I could do to them. Soon, my apartment had over 2 dozen of them. I spent nearly every free waking hour tormenting them as much as I could. I had pretty much given up on all other hobbies and even hanging out with my friends or family. There's no easy way to describe it, but there's something really amazing about owning someone else's soul once you get past how twisted it initially feels. To have so much power over someone else, it just feels incredible in a way I can't put into words. Not to mention, there was a little guilt involved now since I knew the people I was lording over deserved everything they got. It was way more addicting than anything I had ever tried before. Eventually, I ran into a small roadblock, though. The prices for the souls increased, exponentially, I should add. They were worth right about how much they should have been. I had already released a good number and was quite frustrated that I couldn't get my hands on some more. I got an email a few days after that. "Hey there, champ. Seems like you're a bit short on cash lately. But since you've been such a great customer, I was thinking that you could have a few of them for free. With a few strings attached, of course. I just need you to do a few things for me. Consider it a kind of job." I barely even read the conditions as I agreed to it. That was just how much I was hooked. Now I have over 100 souls. I spent all my time dealing with them. My new boss, although I've never met him, is pretty great. I have a quota on how many souls I have to torture in a day, and as so long as I do that, I can keep getting new ones. Not only that, but I also get paid to do this. I quit my job and torture these people full-time now. Not everything has been great, though. I have noticed a few changes when it comes to my body recently. I have 2 small bumps on the top of my head that just won't go away. I've been meaning to go to the doctor, but I haven't found the time. My skin has begun to turn a shade of gray, and I feel something growing out of my back. But really, I can't be bothered with all of that. A new shipment of souls has come from the website, and I need to get to work on them. I don't want my new boss to become angry. And anyways, to be honest, I just really enjoy doing this.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.